Quest Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Eons by Andrew Hastie, narrated by Rupert Degas. Chapter 1. The Killing. The silver blades of the weapon were buried deep into his back, a crimson stain spreading across Josh's white shirt like a red flower. Caitlin sat huddled in the corner of the room, her eyes wild and filled with tears, screaming, "It's not him! It's not him!" Armed men came out of the walls, out of the bookshelves, out of mirrors, emerging from every vestige in the room. They wore the uniform of his Praetorian guard, each one sworn to protect him, none of them believing that she could take his life. He was their messiah, their founder. An immortal, and yet there he lay, pallid and lifeless on the floor of the royal bedchamber, his existence extinguished with a many-bladed knife, ended by the woman who loved him the most. "It's not him!" Caitlin screamed manically as they fought to restrain her. "They've taken him!" Swords were drawn in anger. Every fibre of the guard's being was aching to exact revenge for their failure. Only their years of training prevented them from killing her where she stood. Dragging her away, she pleaded with them. "He's not in there! They've taken him!" Lyra woke from the nightmare, her bedsheet soaked with sweat. She shivered, not from the cold night air that moved the curtains of her open window, but at the memory of her dream. Chapter 2. Caitlin. The Great Library. Caitlin was sitting in her office, hidden behind a fortress of books piled high on her desk. She should have been enjoying the latent energies of the dusty tomes, excited by the opportunity to explore the centuries of uncharted timelines contained within them, but she couldn't concentrate. Something else was bothering her. There was nothing specific that she could put her finger on, but the irritability had grown over the last few days now like a scratch she couldn't itch, and it was getting worse. Caitlin had been feeling out of sorts all that morning, and when Penwin, her new assistant, burst in with the news of a new discovery in Knossos, she'd bitten the woman's head off for entering without knocking. The look of shock on her happy little face was still painful to recall. Caitlin apologized later, but it was inexcusable and totally out of character. She found stupid little things really annoying. The order of the books stacked on her shelves.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?